If you were watching, as we all were, enthralled at the opening ceremony, you will have seen a particular young lady. Her name, in the show at least, was June, and you will have seen the romance between Frankie and June as June dropped her phone, a mobile phone, and Frankie found it, and the two of them came together through the music of Our Entire Lifetimes as it played out, and love bloomed, and there was a wonderful kiss. And who, people kept asking, who was this beautiful girl? Was this wonderful, beautiful young woman, such a fabulous dancer, such a gorgeous expression on her face, pure joy personified. And her name, Jasmine Breinberg. She's from Deptford. She's ex the Brit School. She was the lead girl in the love story section of the opening ceremony. And Jasmine joins me on the line right now. Hello, Jasmine. Good morning to you.
What a description.
Well, I fell in love with you. Everyone did. Everyone did. You were acting your socks off. Not only dancing, but acting. You kept on looking at that lady who was meant to be your sister and giving her sisterly looks, and we all noticed, and we hoped you would fall in love, and we hoped you would kiss, and then you did. Just tell us about it, because you used to be at the Brit School, is that right?
Yeah, I did. And, I did a dance course there. I didn't think I was any much good at acting at all, to be honest. I was never picked for those kind of roles, and I was never too good at that whole like stage school kind of, I don't even know what to call it, persona.
Yeah.
And then I appreciate all the praise you're giving me, but it was only as a result of, I was put there by Danny, I was choreographed by Kenrick, Sandy, and I was put in a show that was made brilliant by thousands of other people and volunteers, and it was a collective effort that made it brilliant.
Look, Jasmine, you're saying all the right things, and it's very nice that you're saying them, and also they're true. You're quite right. It was a gigantic collective effort. You were only one of thousands of people. However, in everything, stars rise to the surface. There are people who stand out. There are people who make up the general corps de ballet, and then there's the prima ballerina. Now, in this, you were one of the most memorable, one of the most beautiful, and one of the most compelling characters in it. There's no question about it. You can be as modest as you want to. Now you've seen yourself, I'm sure you've watched it back again. You must be able to see that you have a certain something. There's a kind of chemistry about you that makes the camera love you and makes people look at you. What are you going to do next?
The looks you're talking about and the fun, I think, that we all brought, including myself, to the performance is only because that's exactly what it was. I mean, I was supposed to play a character who was leaving her house and going on this journey throughout, music and culture, and it was a love story. And you grow to adore the people you're working with, and the music's such good fun. The choreography did it all justice, and it was just really good fun throughout the whole thing. I was just having the time of my life out there. So, like, as long as people picked up on that, I think that, it would be really fun.
I think everyone picked up on it. What's happened to you since, though? Because I would imagine that you would be besieged by agents and by, casting agents and you wouldn't be able to get in through your front door anymore and all that sort of thing. Has that kind of thing happened?
Not quite. I've had a lot of press interest, and I thought, why not? I've been approached by a few people, but, I mean, I'm kind of interested in... I enjoyed the whole experience. It was phenomenal, but I had plans beforehand, and it hasn't just made me ditch them. I'm going to carry on training and my dancing. It doesn't mean I've achieved exactly what I wanted to. I've still got a long way to go in terms of my progress as a dancer and acting, a new thing for me. I'd definitely like to do that, but I'm just going to get my schoolwork done and we'll see.
How old are you, Jasmine, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 18.
You're 18. And what about your relationship with that lovely gentleman who we now know used to work on the bins until very recently?
Henrique. Oh,
yes.
He's become a good friend. He's a brilliant character. You should speak to him as well. Unfortunately, I can't give you any gossip on any undercover romance. He's got a girlfriend. And we've got a really strong bond and relationship, but it doesn't go as far as Frankie and June.
Tell me about the nerves of it all, because I just think, gosh, a billion people, it's absolutely overwhelming to think about it. Did you manage by not thinking about it, or did you kind of take on board quite the magnitude of what you were doing?
To be honest, I think it's pretty impossible to even come to terms with the number, a billion anyway. So I just, by the Friday, it was the third time we were performing to the stadium, and, it was a massive audience, but you kind of grow... First time was normal, I don't know, just guests, I think. The second time was friends and family. And the friends and family one was really, really like a chance to come to terms with our roles, I think, and how much we were featured in it. And I think that was the only time, and that was last week, that I really got to understand, like, oh, like, wow, like, my face is a big deal in this. And it was daunting, but I tried to just give the stadium a good show, and I knew that, obviously, I understood a billion people were watching, but you can't really, you know, it's impossible to come to terms with. So I just did what I'd been doing. And tell me
about friends and family, because, I mean, who of your friends or family were sitting there that night to see you in that amazing role?
Sorry?
Which of your friends and family were there, you say, on the friends and family night in the stadium?
Oh, my mum and dad came, and my grandmother, and... No, it was just brilliant. I mean, my dad's always been a bit sceptical of my dancing, and like, not entirely, like, he's supportive, but it was just so nice to, you know, to show them that it did pay off at some point, and I didn't waste my time just not doing exactly what the conventional route for education.
No, you certainly haven't wasted your time. I mean, I think that you know, you showed incredible sort of calmness in the situation whereby your absolute enjoyment of it and your joy just seemed to kind of, you know, exude from every pore of you. You seemed to be having an absolute ball out there, were you?
Yeah, because I tell you, I was having the time of my life. It was just being a massive party, is what it felt like. And at the same time, we were very well directed, and we had a brilliant team around us. And it wasn't only, I mean, Danny was giving us a lot of, like, the acting, I don't know, direction. We had a lot of support from, you know, assistant directors and people throughout the whole thing. It was just such a good team that I didn't really have anything to be scared of. I was just scared of the rain, and that, thank God, didn't come, so that was okay.
Do you have any kind of agent now? Because you realise that you are a recognisable face now in America, in Australia, in Bogota, in China. If you walk into an airport there, they will know it's you. They will recognise you. You're that girl.
Well,
you're June. You are June. You're that girl with a phone. You're that beautiful girl dancing with a phone.
June has really distinctive hair, and, like, when my hair goes up, I think I turn back into a normal person where I'm from, and people stop recognising me. But as soon as I take it down, like, you're right, I do get a lot of recognition. I don't have an agent at the moment, but, you know, I think my parents might be trying to sort something out. But for now, I'm enjoying my summer. Like, it hasn't really been on top of my agenda. I still want to carry on doing the kind of performing thing I was doing before. And if anything bigger or you know, better comes about, then I'll take it as it comes.
Listen, I wish you all the luck in the world, and I really do think you deserve it, because I think that was such an enormous responsibility. And though it was a joy and a pleasure, and you were surrounded by professionals, you know, many people would have not quite grabbed it and grasped it in the exuberant way that you did. I thought you did us proud. I thought you were remarkable. Jasmine Breinberg, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Jasmine from Deptford. You saw her in the opening ceremony.